And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja East Cape. Going to have one heck of a Baja show today. Lots of fishing and lots of good talk. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in a big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Indeed, we have our buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja East Cape. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, John, I love this show. This is my
Or
my
Pete and Rick.
Pete. That's Rick.
Right. That's right. Okay. There we go.
Yeah, and very good that that we all are together here, because it's certainly Rick and I share the love and passion for your beautiful resort, Rancho Leonero.
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, you know, it's been how many years now? 25 years?
25 years, yeah, for going right on that.
Yeah, 25
We had that
years.
Luncheon down at, what was the name of that place? Down in PB?
Green Flash?
Green Flash, yeah.
Green Flash, my
first
favorite
met John
star.
There and, the
first
and
Oriental
got,
chicken salad.
I got this resort down in Baja, and I want to drive my quad to this wind-up phone and do weekly fish reports for you.
Well, you know, it was a natural for me, you know, being able to call in. And it was one of the few times it was so remote down there when I first went down there. It's so different now than it was then. Everybody's got a cell phone and it works.
Wi-Fi.
But back then, you know, I had to plan, you know. It was the flights were in it. The airport wasn't even there, which is the second busiest airport. To show you how much it's grown, the Cabo airport's now the second busiest airport in Mexico. And it wasn't there when I started. So it gives you an idea how much it's changed. And anyway, long story short, it was my opportunity to actually call up and talk to you guys. So, you know, I would have, heck, if we could have made it 15 or 20 minutes, it would have been great with me, because it was my opportunity once a week to touch base with the mainland. I was living down there pretty much, you know. When I started, I didn't have much money, and I was doing a lot of the stuff at the hotel and the ranch myself, so I didn't have the opportunity to leave much. So it was great to be able to talk to you guys. I would have to bribe. There's a cassette. And if you can imagine back then, they had like three batteries, and they literally had to wind up ring to get on the line.
Crazy.
And you had an operator, and in the area there was three phone lines out of the area. And so I had to bribe the operator to come in an hour early so I could do the radio show, on top of having to drive about 8 miles up the beach on the quad to get it done.
Yeah,
so
that's a rough ride.
Oh, it was no wonder.
It's one of my favorite rides.
No complaints. And especially on the ride back and all that. I really, up and down that beach is
so
awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah.
How would most people get to the ranch back in those days? You know, I mean, like you said, the airport wasn't there.
They would fly into La Paz.
Okay.
They would fly into La Paz and come down by La Paz. And then it wasn't very much. Just right when I got the hotel done, the airport did open up. And there were infrequent flights. You know,
Alaska didn't fly back down there then.
No. Well, Alaska.
Aero Mexico, maybe Aero California.
Aero Mexico, and then what was the name of the
Aero California was one that kind of went defunct.
PSA was really
the
first one out of the United States was actually flying regular, and there was a number of fly by night airlines that tried to make it and had twin prop planes and all kinds of different stuff flying in
That's
and out of there in the early days.
Fly into Guadalajara and back over or something, maybe.
But PSA, you know, Alaska would like to tell you that they were the first regular U.S. carrier to run in and out of there. And there's nobody left from PSA to argue with them. But PSA was really the first one coming in and out on a daily basis.
And now, out of San Diego, there's two flights on Alaska and another flight daily, and then out of Tijuana, there's multiple flights out of Valeris.
Boy, there's a bunch.
And then they're out of Los Angeles, out of Orange County, San Francisco, San Jose.
Easy.
It's really accessible. Like I say, it's a second busiest behind Mexico City. It's passenger volume, it's the second busiest airport in Mexico.
Amazing.
It blows me away, you know, because literally when they started, there was a little a palapa shade deal with the wood benches, you know, that you sat down there and, you know, that they had the rope cordoned off that you'd sit and wait for your airplane and then you'd troop out and go up. You know, it was great that they had one ramp. And,
yeah, pretty awesome.
And now you go in there, and what's really amazing is the private. If you go over to the private side, there's more private jets in there than there are at McCarran in Las Vegas.
There's a lot of money.
There's a lot of money down
there. Yeah, a lot of wealthy people have estancias down in Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah, that's another thing. The most expensive property, most valuable property in all of Mexico is Cabo San Lucas.
Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
One,
and think about, since we've started this show 25 years ago, how technology has changed everything, okay? So we used to, there was no internet back then when we started, so we didn't have archives. Now we have archives, and we have a website, and everybody has a website, and everybody's coming here. There was no sat phone, so we used to get calls from the long-range boats via KMI radio, and now there's sat phones and internet on the boats.
Well, and even just think about the level of sat phones. Remember back in the day when we first got sat phone calls, and it was like a three-second delay, and then you beep, and Now it sounds like the guy's next door to you, a thousand miles away.
And now at Rancho Llanero, you have streaming internet. You can watch your live sports on TV. Right. You can call on your own cell phone. If you have AT&T, it's seamless.
Yeah, if you don't have Wi-Fi, you're doomed.
Yeah,
they won't come if you don't have Wi-Fi anymore.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and now it's like that. The Wi-Fi is down, and we're not getting. You know, we're on sat. You know, we have no. We're fairly remote still at the ranch, and which makes it nice, but we don't have any hard lines coming in and out, so it's all sat. So in the afternoon when the people come in, I was trying to figure out why it was so tough in the afternoon, the Wi-Fi. And everybody's, you know, got their fish pictures, and they're sending them out.
Sharing them out.
And I'm not a technical guy, Lord knows. But
they're taking up all the bandwidth.
They were just taking up all the space out there. I told you I was in Europe, and I dropped my iPhone, my i6, in the Rhine.
Nice.
And I figured, oh, boy, you know, I lost everything. I lost my contacts and everything. I went back in, and I had it insured, and they downloaded everything, including the photos that I'd taken over there, right up to the minute I dropped it.
Wow.
And it came out of the cloud. So I said, where's the cloud?
There's a cloud up there somewhere, right?
Oh, I'm telling you, it's way beyond me.
Yeah, I know.
It's way, way beyond me.
Technology has changed so much. I mean, look at the way it's changed the way we look at fishing. You know,
sure.
We can look at the wind thing. You know exactly what the wind, or not exactly, but pretty much what the wind's going to do. Pretty much know where the warm water is. There's so many different things. Whether it be in Cabo or Panama or here in Southern California, anywhere in the world, you can look at it and say, this is what's going on.
The way we track weather now.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference for us is huge, you know, because, you know, we have the policy if it's a 50-50 chance or better, then we get our guests out.
Oh, for her.
No, we want them first on the airplanes, first out.
Yeah.
You know, we know people down there at the front desk and all that, and
better
safety. For safety reasons, and of course we refund, we do with all the stuff, but I bend on the safety side every time.
What year was
that? Gives me the opportunity, the technology now.
What year was that big? Is it Hurricane Kiko that leveled the ranch?
Kiko's 89.
89.
Yeah, the last real bad one we had was 06, and that was John. You know, with
John.
An H.
Yeah.
And I knew I was doomed when I saw it with the first one, and came like a homing pigeon.
But the difference between Kiko and John was you knew. With Kiko, you didn't know.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, because of the technology.
Absolutely no idea. And that was a real devastator. John was a real bad one as well. But Kiko was a real, real barn buster.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough not to have been there when it happened because everybody was so shell-shocked when I got in there. And that was back, you know, really prior to the airport. I had to fly into La Paz to get in there and then it was hard. It took me almost a day to get from La Paz to the ranch. And then the closer I got to the ranch, it looked like an atomic bomb had gone off.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you. And the closer I got, just the clearer and the clearer. There wasn't a leaf on a tree or anything.
Wow.
I mean, that baby blew.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That was a ferocious one.
Yeah. And then the interesting thing, the one that leveled Cabo, which was...
Odile,
yeah. Did basically nothing to the East Cape, which is only 60 miles away.
It missed us. It's on the other side of the Sierras. And the other hood, it's interesting because I'm still in Cabo County and everything, but the weather systems can be completely different between Cabo and the East Cape.
Yeah.
And that's why we have different seasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is their high time of year, and we're closing the ranch here December 1st because we catch the north wind, you know. But also, those same north winds during those summer months is the best fishing months, and it also being on a point, sticking out there, it affords us we're cool in those August and September. Never breaks 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah. So
you still buying around every time it breaks 100 degrees?
Well, I don't have the. I would. Because it never really does. Not out on the front porch there at the ranch. It's pretty cool out there.
Always going to be cool.
Surrounded by water, I used to have that old Coke thermometer, and I had to bend the needle every once in a while.
Yeah.
If you go a couple hundred yards inland, it gets warm.
Oh, yeah.
It gets warm, I promise you.
But on the point.
Right on the point and around those rooms. It's
And that's the difference between the point and then in the town, too.
Well, yeah, they're in a swale, you know. They're in, and they don't get the air circulation, all that. And it works against us, you know.
This time of the year,
they're loaded up with windsurfers and all that. And we're really out on the point. We really catch the wind right on the nose, so much so that it's not even real great for the windsurfers.
Yeah.
Because the wind blows directly on us rather than kind of parallel to the beach.
Well, what was interesting, when we were down there in October, we spent a lot of time at different restaurants in town and pubs and stuff in the giant town of Los Barriles, right?
Where there's like the hustling, bustling.
Six or seven restaurants in there. And they were saying they're just getting ready for their high season. I guess a lot of Canadians and
in town
into Los Barriles in the middle of the winter.
Yeah,
right?
there's another dichotomy right there. Yeah, it's in town. It's really busy, like Smokies. You're talking about Chris Moyer over at the East Cape Smokehouse.
Season, right?
Yeah, he's got a cool little restaurant
there. Oh, it's great. I love that spot.
It's a sports bar, you know, and all wide open windows, palapa roof right down on the street. And good beers, good draft beer, and burgers and
tacos.
But anyway, it is what's happening now in town is all the sunburnt. Everybody from Canada, and they pretty much have the same season as Cabo does, and they'll get all the windsurfers and everybody and people that they don't get as much wind down in where they are as we do out on the point. So there's a whole community. There's a whole community down there.
Building
town's full and.
Yeah.
And all the restaurants in town boom and
it's amazing.
I just came back a couple days ago and I was just amazed, you know, going down in Los Barriles, you know, going down the main street and all that and
how busy it was.
Oh, how busy.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm with you, Pete. Like that's
wouldn't,
crazy to think that.
You wouldn't think that.
No.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today, and what a prize.
We must be making just like the retail stores. This is our official approach towards Christmas because it's going great. Yeah, so how about this? Not only we have John Ireland to talk about, I think my favorite place in the whole world at Rancho Leonero. We're going to be talking Baja, all that great fishing that's going on at home, too, that bluefin that's still happening, lots of great stuff to talk about today. And, man, are we giving away such a cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Pete, I know it's one of your favorite pairs is the What's Ups. It's
John's favorite, too.
This is a very, very nice pair of Maui Jims. And I'm on that same program, too, one of my absolute favorites. It's a matte black wood grain frame, which is a really classy-looking
really
pair of glasses. These are awesome. It's a neutral gray lens color. It's that super thin glass that Maui Jim is so famous
perfect
for.
Perfect for Rancho Leonero.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And in honor of John, his favorite pair, we're giving away a brand-new pair of those What's Ups. So one lucky caller at the end of the show today. So if you want to have your shot at talking to John and your shot at winning those great pair of Maui Jims, there's two ways that you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, it's 858-457-1090. Or you can try us on our toll-free number, and that one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. It's going to be open right now. It's a great opportunity for you to get through and have your questions answered and have some fun with us and fun with John. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranx, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day trips and now three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. You want to get through? It's going to be a busy morning. Here's your chance. You have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the What's Up. Awesome pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And talk to Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. It's 877-792-1090. Open right now. I want to say a couple of happy birthdays to a couple of good buddies today. Happy birthday to John C., Mr. Christensen
cool.
from Point Loma Seafoods there.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, JC.
And a big happy birthday to Captain Frank Lopresti.
Happy birthday to both those guys
born today a few years ago. But happy birthday and many, many more to both you guys.
Cool.
That's going to be a good celebration there. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They are getting packed up. The only line that's still open, if you want to get through, is our toll-free number, which is 877-792-1090. We're going to start it off this morning with Tim, who's calling us from San Diego. Tim, thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. John, what a place. What a great place. It's one of the best vacations I've ever had. I've been down there a couple times, and I took friends down there the second time, and it was a long time back before you upgraded all your rooms and stuff, but, guys, just really, really, really great time. I'm not just blowing smoke. I swear to God, I mean everything.
Excellent.
My question is, no problem. The question was, just a couple quick ones. How big your fleet is out there now? I know you've got more boats and stuff. I say your fleet, but, you know,
yeah,
your fleet.
You know.
And then the second one was, and I'll let you go, if you ever did the golf course in the back, you guys were talking about it, or if you ever even went through with it or thinking about that. And I think I saw a UFO out there one night. I'm not kidding. By myself. I didn't have that many drinks. I was by myself, and I was looking at, I swear to God, I think I thought, hey, and the last thing, and I'll hang up, when we tear down the stadium here in San Diego, why don't we make artificial reefs out of all that stuff? It'll be so cheap, and we could really do something with that.
Hey, I'll tell you what. CCA is working diligently trying to do sensible things like that.
Right.
Oh, it'd be so cheap. You know, we could do it in nothing. You know what I mean? Well, just clear on flat barges. It's right here, 2 miles, and we don't have to dump it here and put it in a landfill. And you don't have to do anything to it. You don't have to sand, but you don't have to do anything. You just dump it. You know?
We have this kind of messed up governor right now that just doesn't allow anything to happen unless it's some giant political thing. So
yeah, we
hopefully
put a ballot out there.
We're working on it. So keep okay. You know, support CCA. One of the on the top of the agenda for CCA is artificial reefs.
Great. Yeah. That's fantastic. Okay, thanks. Sorry, right. Guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. Your questions. The fleet is 18 boats. It varies. Normally at any one time we'll have 15 boats running. You know, it's typical for boats, they break, but we have a large fleet. We've added a couple bigger, larger boats, a 32 and a 34 lures, and both of those boats are nice and brand new and big twins, and we've upgraded the fleet there. We've also added the Super Pongas. We've got 9 Super Pongas.
All Yamaha outboards.
They're between 115 and 150s, and they're all new, within 3-year-old motors, never break. And it's interesting because we've got a huge clientele that come down just for the Super Pongas. The Super Pongas
I love
becoming
the Super Pongas.
More and more popular. It's a different deal, you know. Yeah. We get anglers that want to fish themselves, and it's a different experience than going on the cruisers when you go on the Super Ponga. Because you have one captain, and he's either driving the boat or setting up the lures, you're forced to be involved. And there's a lot of people that really like to fish and wet their own lines, and you're guaranteed to bait your own fish that way. And so there's lots and lots of people. And also, people are showing a lot more interest fishing inshore. We're not getting the blue water fever that we had in the past where everybody wanted to go out and get a marlin. Or of course, everybody still wants to tuna and Dorado when they're going on. But we've got a real, real good inshore fishery. And the good thing about our inshore fishery is there's no commercial way it could be profitable for commercial fishermen to come in and fish the species. We got the Pargo and the Jacks and all of the stuff that we do. By the way, they have stopped netting completely in the area now for the last 3 months. There hasn't been a net. The government finally stopped and put an end to that.
That's
on
a big
on
deal.
The East Cape anyway. I can't stay for the rest of Mexico.
Yeah.
But it is a big deal for us, and it's a big victory for us as well.
Yeah, for sure. Much needed, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. A couple quick questions. Where do you guys get your Shimano reels serviced besides the landing if you guys are backed up on there? And also, can you put solid Spectra over hollow?
Well, I'll take the Spectra part of it, and you definitely can. Like, if you have hollow Spectra on your reel already and you would like to add solid to it, and there's a number of ways that it can be connected. You can do an insert style connection just like you would with mono or fluoro. However, those aren't as secure as fluoro or mono is, just because those create a lot more friction when they're inside of the piece of hollow. You know, that connection gets its strength from the friction of the two pulling against each other, and there's not as much friction from a solid Spectra inside of a hollow.
So but how would you do it?
It can be done. If it were me, I would make a loop in my hollow Spectra, you know, like with the hollow ace type kit. I would just splice a loop into it. Then I would tie a bimini twist into the solid, and I would loop to loop those two together. Just do 3 turns through the same loop, cat's paw, tighten it up. That one is guaranteed not to slip. But it's a little bulky, so it depends. If you're only talking about adding a real small section where you've got to cast the connection through the guides, then I would take the slightly less secure connection and have it be real seamless so that it'll cast through the guides. But if you're putting on enough that you're not going to have to deal with it during your cast, then loop to loop the two.
Yeah. So if you have solid to solid connection of Power Pro, you going to do a Bimini twist on either side to connect the two? Or
I would. I mean, if I was just fishing yellowtail or something local at home, I'd probably just tie back-to-back unis. But if you're talking going down to catch a cow or somewhere where you're going to be putting some major stress, yeah, two Biminis, loop-to-loop them, there's just nothing stronger.
Yeah, all right.
That's my opinion anyways. You know, not to say that there's not better ones out
probably
there, too.
Different
but
ways.
Yeah, of course there is, for sure. But that would be my favorite.
And
simple and strong, you know, and those are two really important things. And as far as reel repair, if it were me and I wasn't taking them to the tackle store, I'd send those things right to Shimano. That's a major percentage of the reason, let alone the fact that they make the best fishing reels out there. Their service is just so beyond anything else that sending your reels directly to Shimano is we've been saying that for the last 15 years, and it's still exactly the same. They are just the best when it comes to service. I'd send them right directly to them.
And they still have their service center right here in Irvine.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep, Stan. So, hey, thanks a lot for the call, Matt. Appreciate that. That does, again, free up that toll, that 858 number, 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's go ahead and jump. Oh, look. Wait.
Yeah, right?
Gary Barnes-Webb from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Buenos dias, guys. Well, I'm just calling in for once. I'm not going to be talking about any fishing. We've got to that time of the year where we're pretty much closing up shop here in a few days.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd call in and wish all of you guys a happy holidays.
Wow, that's awesome.
And all of your listeners and all of our Rancho Leonero family, wish everybody happy Christmas and New Year and have a good one.
You mean there's no rooster fish running in front of your house right now?
Oh, no, they are. They're rooster fish around in the beach area, you know.
Gary is Mr. Rooster Fish off the beach. He's known for it.
Yeah, it's a good time of the year. And this is kind of your time when you get to go run up and down the beach on your quad and chase those roosters, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, November's always actually a pretty good time for that, believe it or not.
You know the thing, the irony of the whole thing, and Gary will testify too, if it wasn't for the wind, the fishing would be really good.
Yeah.
Because every time you get a flat spell, the fishing can be awesome. I've had really my best tuna fishing and caught my biggest tuna out there under the schools in the winter around Christmas.
Well, the water's still a little bit warmer than normal right now, right?
Yeah, it's 80. It's 80 to 82.
No excuses right there. But, you know, we've had a few windy days, and that's the problem at the end of the day. It's beautiful right now. I mean, flat calm, but
because it's raining,
you know, if you book a vacation, you know, you might not get that kind of weather, you know.
Sure. And generally speaking, in the winter, when it's raining here, it's beautiful down there, right?
That's
and
true.
When
that's
it's beautiful,
seems, yeah,
sunny here, then it when the wind blows down there.
Yeah. And when the Santa Ana's, sometimes we catch the Santa Ana's coming down.
Yeah.
And they've been Venturi right down the Gulf. You know, it's ironic. We just want our guests to have a great experience at the ranch, and there's that chance that they're going to get blown out. So we just opted to, everything you do at the ranch is water related, you know, because we're surrounded by water, of course. And until we get a golf course or something like that in the area, we have other activities that will hold the guests. We're gonna continue to keep it closed.
Yeah, Gary, will you talk to Nick Price about that to get him to build a golf course for us?
Yeah, I'll give him a ring.
Yeah.
But John's quite right. You know, we've had some of the best modern fishing, funnily enough, also around Christmas time when the weather's good. It's the fish don't go away here. You know, the fish are around. I don't think they go anywhere, but maybe it's just we can't get to them with the weather, you know. That's about it.
That's true. That's very, very true. You know, I've had some of my best days over the winter, you know. And, of course, there's absolutely no fishing pressure. Nobody's out there fishing either. That helps.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Gary, sir, great to hear from you.
Yeah,
enjoy
Gary.
Your winter time there, and I know people will be looking forward to coming down to the ranch starting in April. You guys going to open up March 1st?
March 1st.
March 1st, yeah. We can talk about fishing again.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Gary.
And actually, we do leave about 15 of the hotel rooms open, but we don't offer fishing. We just
people want to stay and just hang out. What's wrong with that?
I was going to say, you can sign me up for that.
I thought I might bring that and mention that. We do. It is open.
Bar's open.
Yeah. The bar is open. The restaurant is not.
The
restaurant and the fishing operation is not. So.
Okay. Very good. Hey, Gary, enjoy
your
winter.
See you, Gary.
Yep. Have a good one,
holidays, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Have a great holiday.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed up. And how about this time we talk to Adam, who's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Adam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all this morning?
What's up, Adam?
Hey. I had a question for John in regard to Rancho Leonero. I've been going down there for, 15-plus years with my wife and I. And we're curious about a boat captain, Santos. I know he's put in his more than his fair share of years, and I'm hoping and wondering if he's going to be back next year as a captain.
There you go. Thanks, Adam. And that's a good question, and probably one of the most commonly asked. Yeah. Santos.
Now, don't you
so
have like
popular.
Five guys named Santos now because he's so popular?
I should. You know, that's a heck of an idea,
yeah.
Pete.
Yeah.
You know, I might take you up on that one. No, there's only one Santos, and he's really popular.
That's right.
And he's like a guru of fishing. He's like really is. He's really, really a good fisherman. But even more than that, he's a great guy to fish with. He's funny. He speaks very good English and colloquial and has a lot of jokes and all that. And Santos will be back next year. Santos is going in for surgery on his heart. Finally, he's had one surgery last year, and this year he's going in actually in January, the 1st of January, over to the mainland. And they're stints, I think, is what they're doing. And he should be in great shape by March 1st.
Guy's amazing. Yeah, he finds fish when nobody else does.
And he does. And it's funny because everybody looks for him. The other captains look for him. And they drive up to him. And he just pulls up anchor and drives away. Finds another good spot. He's really good. Really good. And really popular, too. He will be starting March 1st. He will be on. And he will do more trips than any other captain we have again next year.
Yeah, so how do you, if you have a favorite captain like Santos, or there's several great captains you have, or you have a favorite boat, how do you request that boat when you make your reservation?
You just request it and they block it.
Just call Jeannie and, like ladies.
You know, and barring health issues, you know, like Alonzo, which is another real...
Alonzo,
really he was out all year last year, a real popular captain, because he broke his leg, you know, jumping from ponga to ponga. He'll be back on next year.
Yeah.
And Santos had to leave a couple times this year and went over to the mainland for tests and all that for the surgery. So, you know, we do our best, you know, to put the guys on with the right captain.
And then your guy, Eddie, that runs the boat fleet, man, what a gem he is.
He really, awesome. Is. He's MacGyver. The guy is unreal.
He can fix anything.
Big Eddie, he's a great big guy, but he has done the quality of the fleet has gone up, you know, so much. He really, really has done a good job he runs the boat fleet. He gets a lot of respect from the captains. We get our boats out earlier than anybody else. If you want to leave at 6:15, you're gone at 6:15.
Yeah. The amazing thing about Eddie is he's a giant of a man, and he picks up his little boy his little kid in his arms, and it's just like
he's
just melts.
Yeah, he's huge. He's on he's looking good. He's on a diet now. And he needs to lose some weight for sure.
But he's such a great guy.
He's a super guy and super intelligent. Like I say, he's done a great job with the boat fleet in particular. Yeah. The boat fleet's never looked
lucky
better.
To have them there.
Yeah, we are. And they changed the colors on some of the boats. Now we're running a lot of blue boats now.
Yeah, they look really good.
Yeah, no, they he
looks
really
really,
is.
Really nice.
Yeah.
He's a
great
good,
Adam. We'll look forward to having you back down to the ranch.
Yeah, and Santos will be on starting March 1st.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Robin, who's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hey, Robin, welcome to Let's Talk Hookups.
Speaking of
good morning, gentlemen. Happy holidays to all of you.
You too, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
I have John, I call the show every couple of years, and it's usually when you're in there, and I have a kind of a strange question, but Adam said it was a good question. Now, I know some of your employees stay on through the winter. I've just been listening, of course, on hold.
Uh-huh.
But the ones that work in the restaurant and the guys that run the boats, do you guys have, like, compensation down there for, like, seasonal workers? Do they get paid when they're not there?
Yeah, they get half. They get half pay.
Okay, because I heard you pay quite well. Somebody's been down to the ranch, and the employee said you're a great boss, and you pay very well, so they don't necessarily need that money for when they're off, because you're a really good guy, and you treat your employees very well.
Thanks. You know, the mean term of my employees in years is 24 years now. That's
24
years. Yes, I've heard that.
That's the average across the board, yeah. Yeah, I do take that. It's a family, you know, and it's 34 rooms, and we have 57 full-time employees, and they are family. And like Santos, you know, if they have medical problems and stuff, I'll help out. And, I bet.
Yeah.
I really thanks for bringing it up, Robin, because I really think it shows in how they take care of our guests and all that, too.
I hope to get down there this year, John, this next year. I keep saying that. I really am going to try. I got to get a passport and everything, but I really want to get down to your ranch. It sounds so inviting.
It's a great spot. Like I said, the employees are a really nice bunch. They remember your name, and they really take good care of everybody. They're proud of the ranch, like I say, everybody's been there a long time, so it is really one big family.
Yeah, Robin, why don't you come join our Let's Talk Hookup group in June? It's a great time.
That would be quite the adventure, Pete. It would be. I listen to your show every weekend, and I think I got to get out there. I got to go do that down there and get down there and go down one of these trips with these either Pete or Rick or go down and see John or something.
Yeah, well, you know what's fun about our group is that once you come, you're going to come back.
So much fun.
June is a really nice time of year as well, Robin.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's a really fun group to go down with. And, I mean, the ranch is so easy, too. That's the thing that I love about it so much. I mean, you hop on a flight and you're there. And, no, I mean, you leave in the morning, you're having a margarita at lunchtime. I mean, it's so easy. Yeah. You'll love it.
Super popular, though. Make your reservation.
You know, I might mention, too, in accolade to our guests and all that, one of the reasons that our employees do so well is that they get tipped well.
Yes.
Versus other hotels. That's
our
guests that
do
that. Yeah, they're well taken care of that way, too. So it's a team effort there, that's for sure.
Robin,
thanks
a lot for the call. Speaking of our trip in June, our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero trip, this is a... It's a great time. It's on our website, hookup1090.com. On our trips page, just look up the Rancho Leonero trip. I think it's our 20th or 21st annual. I'll have to look it up here. But it's on our website. Caution, don't wait too long because it does fill up. By Fred Hall, Long Beach, it'll be full.
Yeah, and any time in June.
Yeah.
Anytime May, June, July, you'd better.
Like all most of our trips, you know, if you wait till Fred Hall, you're going to be too late on a lot of the trips because they're super popular. And what great Christmas gift. Send somebody Rancho Leonero.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we're happy to do
I
that.
I like your style.
There.
Heck yeah.
For sure.
21st annual.
Yeah,
how crazy is that? Yeah.
Annual,
that's awesome. And it's that way for a reason. It's just such a cool trip.
Oh, yeah. The dates are?
We are June the 3rd, 2017, through June the 7th.
All
so
right.
We start on a Saturday, go down finish up on a Wednesday, and it's a fun tournament too. And can't stress the fun part of it enough. I mean, it's a cool tournament. It's a very fun format too. And there's no entry fee. The only rule is you can't take things too seriously, and it's such a good time. It's a point system, and you know there's always great prizes, and there's fun people and fun camaraderie, and good ribbing for the guys that struck out, and you know big cheers for the guys. It's just really cool.
And I have to mention, normally a lot of striped marlin and sailfish.
It's a great time of year.
In years past, we had a slow year. Last couple years, I think it's been. But prior to that, I think we were averaging 5 or 6 fish per day per boat released.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and of course, this year, once again, Dave and Rick, Dave from Statewide Stripes and Rick from Sport Fishing Financial sponsoring that $500 cash each. So $1,000 cash up for grabs for the largest tuna or the largest Dorado Wahoo. So
and the entry fee for the cash is
zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, it costs you nothing to get in.
Just come down and have fun.
It makes it so much fun.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, Dr. Bob is the tournament director and always does such a great job.
Yeah, yeah. Bob keeps it organized.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't mess around. The folk I have that clipboard with.
That's right.
Yeah,
no,
for sure.
The question I have is, why does he always win the tournament? No, I'm just kidding.
How does that work?
He's won it a couple years.
Year.
Yeah, he won it a couple years.
Yeah, once in a while.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and including a lot of your phone calls. If you want to get through, it's a great opportunity. It's been a very busy morning. We do have an open phone line at 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Serious business on the back.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, December 10th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff. to host a very important live broadcast from Pueblo Benito Rose Resort in Cabo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Cabo San Lucas. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, December 10th, a very special live broadcast from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar, and you heard it, Ricky, talking about connecting your Power Pro to other Power Pro, solid to hollow, solid to solid, whatever it be. There's a lot of different ways to do it.
That's one of the reasons I like hollow ace so much, is if you get into a scenario where you want to add more spectra, or say you had, whatever, a tangle, or you got burned off on the bottom or on the side of the boat, hollow ace is the easiest line to splice. We call it an inline splice, and it is a splice that is 100% absolutely strong, and it's seamless. I mean, once the splice has been done, you can't, unless you mark it. We have to mark it with a Sharpie so you know where it's at. It's just a fantastic connection. And hollow ace, we do it because it's a 16-carrier spectra, which is more strands in the weave. It makes it easier to perform, stronger, and seamless.
Yeah, and the advantage of using hollow ace on your reel is if you do have a situation where you see a little fray in the spectra sometime, just cut it out, splice it right back,
and
you're good to go. Power Pro hollow ace, it's the stuff at your local Power Pro dealer.
For East Cape fishing, Genrin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenrin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is here. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 6 years of warranty protection. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes get you up to $600 in dealer credit.
Reliability starts here.
Yamaha. Offer ends November 22nd, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Upward dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. Today, Catch Sports sponsored part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your spec, as well as offer the best smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Big halibut, man.
Yeah, nice one on this week on the leaderboard.
Yeah.
32 pounds at the top. You know, right after I hung up the phone with you guys last week, I got a text. Boom, that fish knocked that 23.
Yeah, it's in with this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. It's a beauty.
It's a nice fish.
Man.
And that just goes to show you, too. You know, people talk about, like, oh, 23-pounder, there's big fish on the board. There's always shots fishing at Dana War Sport Fishing to knock a big one off.
Yeah.
That's it, and that's what's cool about it. It's set up to, you know, sure, we're going to take 25 guys on that fish off, but it's set up to, you know, make for some fun spot bumping for sure.
Totally.
So, hey, cooler water temps this week for us. You know, majority of the week, well, we fished water that was in like the 61 to 63 degree range. It's fairly clean, and there's a bit of downhill current that kind of helped for sure with the bass fishing for us. Still some good opportunity on the surface, though, with that fly line sardine. It wasn't a get a bait in the water and get a bite kind of week for us up here for sure. You know, even even our savvy guys that fish bass with us, you know, multiple times a week had to get the right sardine and make the right cast to get the bite. So, you know, we also had to pick our spots where we set the boat up as well. You know, it wasn't just to set it up along any kelp line and get the lines out and catch a fish. So the casual rent rod guy that took well to some coaching and some guidance from the crew were able to put it together too. So, you know, it's kind of a, you know, we had to work with what we had for sure this week. Mixed in some quality sheephead, a few bonitos, some perch, and that more or less rounded out our counts for the week. And like Pete mentioned, you know, that nice whopper halibut there at top of the Derby. They're out today on the Clemente. Hopefully they fill a few more of those spots up. There's 15 fish on the leaderboard, I think there is, so they got 10 more spots to fill there before things get dicey and guys start bumping off and whatnot. So we're running all week. We've got both half and three-quarter day stuff. Certainly, again, we recommend you guys making a reservation to not more or less to save your spot to help us build a trip to get the boat away from the dock. There's still some good opportunity. Guys bringing their own clam and shrimp have been catching some real nice sheephead this week, too. So it's making things fun for sure. Guys, use the Let's Talk Hookup discount. Remember, you can link us right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage and save 25% on a local trip. And today is the last day, probably our best deal of the year on buying tickets pre-sale for any half or three-quarter day. They're half price. You can go into the office and buy a chunk of tickets, and they're good any day of the week. No blackout dates, no holiday restrictions or any of that kind of stuff.
Wait, so, is that like a Black Friday sale?
Yeah,
today?
I like that.
Is this
kind of like a Black Friday sale? So, today's the last day. So
what's the deal? You go in to the office and you can buy a booklet, a ticket for like half price?
Exactly. So if you like fishing half day and you want to buy 10 half day tickets, they'll sell them to you at half price. If you like fishing three quarter day, go in there and buy
a
book or whatever, and they'll get you handled up. So.
That's
today
awesome.
Is the last day to take advantage of that. So,
all right. Very good.
That's
how do we
in a nutshell. Go to the office there or call the office. They can give you directions if you want to go in there. The number at the office is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at danawharf.com. But, yeah, to get in on that deal, you have to be in person in the office to make it happen.
Today.
I like today it, Willie.
Today is the last day.
That's it. Yep. All right. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, thanks for that. And we will talk to you next week.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks.
We'll rest that voice. See you, Willie. Feel better. Hey, we're going to continue on with our catch report. Talk to the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, the man with a surf fishing report, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how we going?
Doing great.
Hey,
good
Gundy.
Morning.
You know, one of those things out of Dana Wharf is that sheephead fishing. I'm telling you, that's a sleeper.
Nice ones up
that
there.
That little stretch there, lots of rocks, and, boy, in the wintertime, you can catch some nice sheephead. And from what I'm understanding, we're seeing a lot better, more sheephead fish. And in my surf fishing, we're seeing, like, what we haven't seen the last two or three seasons, cooling in the winter, and we're seeing the perch, we're seeing halibut move in. So, you know, some surf, but actually overall there was still some catching to be done. We'll start up north. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut fishing. That bite's continued for quite some time. Lots of bait inside. Legal fish taking a Goleta, Gaviota, East Beach. The hard jerk baits were tops for those guys. And that sexy smell seems to be a color that these guys on those lucky craft just love. One more perch also showing, three-quarter to a pound and a half. Motor oil grubs were tops. Wiley's reported good perch fishing again this week. Despite the weather, Saturday morning they held another Uptown Derby. 2-pound, 3-ounce barred perch took top honors, so that's a really nice fish. It was taken off Ventura, Go Shrimp, so you're fishing a big bait. You're fishing for a big fish. There was some swell, but the guy said the water was clean and it was a good morning tide, so the bite did come together. Limit fishing for most of the guys, pound to pound and a half fish. So that's what we like to see, 1.6, 1.5, I think, for the next two big fish. So that's coming together there. Big Fish reported excellent harbor and bay fishing. From probably L.A. Harbor south, the swell made much more of an impact. Those guys were fishing that bait inside. Top fish, 35-inch halibut, taken right there near the Long Beach Aquarium. The guy was just walking the shoreline. Drop shot, zoom, fluke, which is an excellent bait to fish, especially when you got anchovies around. Lots of bass also in the mix. And then Hogan's reported good night bite for leopard sharks down there in Doheny with the swell. That shark bite picks up lots of quality fish taken on the squid. Then finally, Pacific Coast said with the swell, the guys went into the lagoons, and there were several legal halibut taken in the lagoons, cut anchovies, swim baits were tops, bay bass, calico bass, and short sea bass, which we haven't seen in the counts really lately, and that's another good sign of cooling water and a normal situation. So I like what we're seeing. You know, we're getting back to normal, lots of bait around, and that can never be bad for growing big game fish.
Man, time to go surf fishing, and, you know, as soon as this rain goes through and we get back to normal conditions, could be good.
Yeah, good, you know, good November fishing, no complaints on this end.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Gundy, hey, happy holidays to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Gundy. One more day of turkey sandwiches, guys. All right, have a good one.
See you, buddy. I
appreciate that very much. And that is our catch report today. Want to remind you, you want to get through, have a chance to talk to John Ireland from Rancho Leonero, win a pair of What's Up? That's the Maui Jim style. It's that incredible black frame with the neutral gray lens, probably the most popular lens for guys fishing in Baja.
No doubt.
Super light glass. I mean, the glasses, the clarity of the Maui Jim glass is so amazing, and the lightness of it. You think it was polycarbonate, but it's not. It's glass.
It's like a dirty trick at the shop. You know, the Maui Jim case is right next to the other case, and you know, somebody will put on a pair of glasses that's a little bit lesser quality, a little bit lesser whatever. And they'll put them on. Oh yeah, these are really nice. Walk outside, then you hand them a pair of Maui Jims, and it's like, oh my god.
Yeah. Well, wow.
Yeah. Once you do that, there's no going back. You know, they're so nice.
Yeah. You know, and I got another story too. Another Maui Jim story for you. I was driving with my brother-in-law, John, from Cleveland to Chicago this past week in pouring rain
okay.
the whole way, right? It's a long drive, six and a half hours, right? And I had my Maui Jim HTs
uh-huh.
on. And he's going, why are you wearing sunglasses? I said, because you can see better.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, and you take them off, put them on, take them off. You can totally
no doubt.
See better in rain, driving rain, as long as it's daylight, right?
Yeah.
But in driving rain, totally see
okay,
better.
Okay, HTs are...
The HTs,
high transmission.
Transmission. That's the yellow style.
That's the one I have. I just got that one, and it's just awesome because it works well in the on the water too.
Yeah, I'm same. I
wear. I can see deeper in the water.
Oh yeah.
I was just out, you know, a couple of days ago, and it's a great all around lens because you can wear it indoors as well.
Yes, you can wear it. Yeah, or in rainstorms or cloudy
days.
Well, you
don't have to change glasses to go inside a store because you can still read the lit. You know.
That's it.
Yeah,
for
cool.
sure.
That's a good color.
All right. 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I was wondering if the ranch has any rental cars or cars you can hire or van to get you to town or to the golf course.
They are available, Chuck. It's expensive to rent cars. If you're going to, I suggest that we work with National, and the last couple of days of your trip, they'll drop a car off for you, and then you have the opportunity to return it to the airport, so they don't have to come get it. It's going to cost you less money, and also you don't have to pay for the shuttle going back to the airport as well. So
if you rent your car at the airport and you do it ahead of time, and then your insurance. Your credit card or your insurance covers your insurance. It's really not that expensive. The thing they get you on down there
is the insurance.
And you have to make sure that you're covered, both comprehensive and liability, the whole deal there, and you buy kind of a little add-on policy. It really, I mean, last time we went down there, it was maybe $40 a day. I mean, it's a small car, but, you know, if you want to go back and forth, it is an alternative.
Yeah, it's going to cost you more. If you're going to do it, you may as well do it for the week.
Yeah.
And save the transfers going and coming.
And do it at the airport.
You can discount that, especially if you have multiple people. You're going to save some money.
Yeah.
And then you have it the whole time. And then you can roll around. You can do the golf. And, you know, I suggest there's a really cool loop drive. You know, it's a one-day drive. And from the ranch, you head up and you head to go to La Paz and spend the morning in La Paz. And then you loop across down to the coast road and go to Todos Santos along the coast road, then into Cabo and then San Jose and back to the ranch. And you actually do the whole loop.
Do you arrange that loop drive?
Yeah, it's easy. It's an easy drive. Just draw you a map, and it's a great drive.
Yeah.
And it takes about 4.5 hours total driving. And the rest of it, you know, there's some nice restaurants and We're happy to give you a little map really to go on. Yeah.
And then if you stay at the ranch and you have your resident golf expert Gary Barnes Webb, who we just heard from earlier.
Yeah, he gets you some deals. He gets you deals.
Dial you in on the right courses and gets you some deals.
Yeah, he gets deals on the golf courses. It's interesting because Gary, my manager, runs a fish resort, of course, but they have the annual pro tournament down there where all the pros from all the different golf courses, and they invite him. And he's won it the last 6 years in a row.
Well, when your best friend is Nick Price, it kind of helps, right?
Well, yeah, and they golf's almost on a par with Nick Price. It's just impressive to go with the two guys. I sit back and drink a beer in the car. just watching off.
Yeah, you want to golf? Rancho Lane.
Yeah, and Gary actually, and because Gary is who he is, he gets.
Probably want to go with.
No, he gets deals on green fees and all that.
Yeah,
he dials people in all the time.
That's really cool.
There you go, Chuck. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour and a great opportunity. We've had packed phone calls all morning, and the first time since the start of the show, we've had our local line open. There's a great shot to get through. 858-457-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish, available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop.
Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.